we're in the middle of the Mishnah of Yesh Metores. Let us just start. Shniyos Midivrei Seifrim. Shniyos Midivrei Seifrim. Let's say, Eim Imoi, Shniyos Lebal, Veloi Shniyos Leyova. Let's say, she was a Shniyos Lebal. He married Eim Imoi, Veloi Shniyos Leyova. His brother had a different mother. Asura Labal Mataras Layavam Shniya Layavam Vulay Shniya Labal Asura Layav Mataras Labal Shniya Laza Laza Asura Laza Laza. Now we're speaking about Shniyas. So the Mishnah says Ain La like Sube Vulay Peres Vulay Mizainais Vulay Belois Pavlat Kosha Vakaifan Aisa Lahitzi. Almana lekayin gadol, grusha v'chalutz lekayin hediyot mamzeres anesina liYisrael, bas Yisrael anos namamzer yesh lahen ksube. So we see a very interesting halacha that by shniyas they cancel the isha. She doesn't have any of the schusim that a normal isha has, and by isuri deraisa. They did not cancel the isha. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shniyos Lebal v'loy Shniyos Leyovam, Eim Imei Shel Bal v'loy Shel Yovam, Kein Shel Yeochiv Minao v'loy Minayim, v'loy Peres. Now, a Shniyos does not have Peres. Ein Mishalom Lo Peres Nichsei Meluk Sheochal Mishalo. He does not pay her the peiris nichse meluk she'ochal mishalo. Ba'av agav the kaimalom b'ksubis tiknu pirkuno tachas peiris nichse meluk. That what a baal has a schus to eat nichse meluk, so that in return, if she becomes a shvuya, so he's mechuyiv to be paid to her. Tikne pekuna tachas peres nichse meluk shehu oichu, kedesnan loikosav lo, if he did not write in the ksube, de im tishtavoy afakino, fully this was not written in the ksube, chayv lif doisa, shehu tnai bezn, this is a tnai bezn, that is from the chiyuve habal, that is mechuyev, even though if it wasn't written in. Vizu ein chayev lif doisa. Now, a shniyah is not mechuyev to be paid. The loikerine bei vaisvinach leintui. That means it seems that my ksuba was that afakinoch, I'll be paid to you, vaisvinach leintui. I'll take you back for a wife. And here, Chazal did not want her for a wife, so there's no chiyev pidyon. Afalo hochi lo yishalem lo peres she'ochal mishalo. Afal pikein fiyete peres. So that means that the schus achilas peres is for a purpose that he in return should be paida. And here there's no chiyuv kdiye. Afal pikein fiyete peres. He doesn't have to pay her for it. Kedemeforish b'gemor, the Gemara says later, t'nai ksube kiksube domi. Now what does that mean? How do we explain that he doesn't have to pay other payers because t'nai ksube kiksube domi? So Rashi explains as follows, v'chi heichi dekonsuho rabbonon v'loigovye minei ksubas nichsei tzoin balzel Shechnisu loy mishelo b'teiras ksube. That means there are in Yesod two ksubes. There's a ksube that the Baal is mechayev himself to the Isha. And there's a ksube, there's anadn, what the Isha brings in. That's also called a ksube. So the halacha is, Rashi says, that if she brought in nichsei tzoin balzo, Shechnisa loy mishalo betayras ksuba. That is what she's bringing into the bayis, and under the assumption that if she'll get kiget or he'll die, he'll pay her back what they were shom, what how they evaluated the tzayim bazel. Is kansua. So memele, but they cancelled her. That means she brought in nichsei tzayim bazel. When he gives her a get, hopefully, that Chazal wanted to do, she won't get back anything. That remains by him. Is kansua nami deloy tigve minei perish ochal betnai ksube shel pikune shehut nai bezn shen kosu shtar ksube. So that is pshat in the Gemara tnai ksube kichsube. That just like the ksube that she brought in, she doesn't receive back. So the schus achilas peiris by nichse maluk is a tnai ksube, that he gets the schus. So just like he doesn't have to pay back the ksube that she brought in, he doesn't have to pay back the schus achilas peiris that he got als husband, als tnai ksube, tnai ksube, kichsube. Berhita's Loshen of Rashi, I don't know. Rashi says that he doesn't have to pay. Rashi says, "E mishalom lo peiris nichse meluk she'ochal mishelo." Afilochi lo yishalom lo peiris she'ochal mishelo. If lemaise, if she can prevent him from eating the peiris, I don't know. I don't know clear if she can prevent him eating the peiris. If she can tell him, listen, you won't be, you're not mechuyev to be paid to me, so let's forget about the whole thing. It would seem not that way. It would seem that perhaps that's the tnai ksuba, but he gets a schus achilas peiris in her nechosim. So even though the reason doesn't apply, but he got this schus, and that's why he doesn't have to pay her back. It's a schus that he got out tnai ksuba, and he doesn't have to pay her back. So it could be lechatchili zalat eat it also. The loy mezainis. Zogt Rashi, loy, that she doesn't have mezainis. Loy mi boy heichid yos v'tusei. If she's married to him, like kafina loy lezaino, izicha won't force her to give mezainis. We want her to give her a get, so we won't encourage that the marriage should continue. Now, the chiddush is that he was holach lemdinas hayom, the love of ochlo. Now, this was done, he went lemdinas hayom, the love of ochlo, loy mishalom, he's not mechuyev to pay for the mezainis that she borrowed money to purchase. Bim taima, that means this is already past history already. Mezainis for him to give her now, for shteitzer won't tell him to give her a get instead. But if he went away lemdinas hayom, and she borrowed money, and now the money has to be paid up, so he's not the one that's going to pay it. He's not mechuyev to pay it. Vimtaima who adin lekshera. So Rashi asks, in such a case where he went to Medina Sayom and someone was mefarnesa, so even by nisha kshera the husband doesn't pay. The kaimalon kemanda oma he niach ma'oisav al keren atzvi. The Mishnah says that if someone was mafarnes aisha shaholach bailam dinas hayom, so all the money he invested is hiniach al keren atzvi. You leave money al keren atzvi, you can forget about it. Tzvi runs away very quickly. So Memele, so Rashi asks, so if that's the case of the Mishnah, so that even by nishak sheira, a husband doesn't pay. So Rashi says, La Milsi, that's no cash, but like dummy. Hosam Ktani, there it says as follows, Misha Holach on Dinas Hayam. For Omad Echod Opirnes Ishtoi. And someone went, it was Mephanes Ishtoi. Shleihil Veloklum. He never lent it to her. Lending is, that means it's an agreement between themselves that she has to pay up. Ella bishvil bala pirnisa. The husband didn't give, so he's laying out money for the bal. Tahosam iman tova. Who should he mon the money from? He lay love so. She didn't lend from him. Who lay biki shemenu? And the husband did not ask him to lay out money for him. Hilkach mitzvu davat. So that's true. It's a pathetic case. You have a woman without mezainis, and he supported her. Mitzvu davat is bal hagmul yishalem schorei, but he can't expect anything from the isha and not from the bal because there were no commitments mitzido. That's a case where there was no halvo. Aval heiched the hil the lo beteres halvo. But if the case is that she got hungry, there's nothing in the house, and she went to borrow money from him, is hu teiva? So then he can be teveya her. Behi teivas as bailo. And now she can be teveya her husband. Hu mishalem, and he's mechuyif to pay. Kidama lekama bigmore. Vishema tis almen oitis garish, betishalim mishalo, tisnan is garish isha nishtacha eved chayovim lishalim. I think Rashi over here is saying as follows. That means the case of the Mishnah Eila Mezainis means that, Rashi says that, she borrowed money, and the husband is not mechuyev to pay up her chayv. Now, lechayre, normally a woman also doesn't have money to pay up the chayv. So, who did we counsel over here? We want to counsel the isha. The one who is suffering is the malve, not the isha. She tying his ain law, and then the husband is also put it to pay. So we counsel the malve. So Rashi says, no, what'll be if she'll get giget, and then she'll have her own money? Like it says by Hezek, Nizgar Sheish, if she was Mazik, Nizgar Sheish Nishach Evet Chayovim Lishalem. That means she's Mechuyev to pay. So the Knas is Negeya. She doesn't have money now, but after she'll get a get, hopefully in the near future, so then she'll start paying up the Chayt. So that's the Knas for her. The Loi Blois. Imadayin yesh lo blois ushokim min begodim shechnisa loy. It means as follows, this is how Rashi learns Pshan. When she married him, she brought him begodim for her husband. That was part of her nat. And the Kozman, they were married, he was wearing these begodim. Now he gives her a get. Now, these begodim are still around. They're not 100% brand new. They were used up a little bit, but they're still around. So these blois, sheikh nisa loy, ain't a night losom kshayait. So when she goes out, she leaves this by him also. The konsua rabono. Almona l'kayin godol meforish bigmore taime. Why it is that way, that almona l'kayin godol, which is an isa d'araise, yesh l'ksube. By yeshniya, which is an isa d'arabonam, ain l'ksube. Zog to Gemara. The first case in the Mishnah that was motoris l'baalayim basuris l'yibmeyim was kayin hedyet shenoso es almona. Kayin Hedyet married an almona. For yesh le'ach kayin godol. Now, in this case that the Mishnah speaks about, so
the kain hedyet that married Dalmone, al kaponim made nisuin in Dalmone, so al kaponim, she becomes a bu'ule. And now she's also to the kain godol, als the lav of Dalmone, als the esse von isha b'psola yikach. So the Gemara asks, "My iriya de toni nosa lisne kiddush." Why didn't the Mishnah say that tell us a bigger revusa that a filo he did not make nisuin and a filo she's a psula, she's still also to the yavam because she's an almone. Why do you have to make that she's an almone and a baula? The chitayma time de nosa. No, she's only also to the Yavam if there's a lava esse. Ba'avalei asei v'loisas. There's an esse of Sulam Amav Yitach v'loi bule v'loisas of Amon. Aval kideish, but if he, the Kain Hedyet made only Kedushin with her, osi esse v'doich v'loisas, Vakula pilken esse v'loisasu. So the Gemara says, let's look at the other cases of the Mishnah that also leave mayim. It's also only an esse v'loisasu. V'loi osi esse v'dochi loisasu. Let us see Rashi. Ma'ir yedetoni noso. Anoso dereishekoi. It's going on the first noso. A kohen hedyet shenos almona. Lisne kiddush, danami muteres labaylo vasura liyavoma. Why do you have to be meiset that it was nisuin? Ah, you'll say, bafkenos adavala yese besula mame yvikoch v'loi ba'ula, v'loi sas almona lo yikoch, v'nese divim doiches loi sas aves, aval kiddush hedyet psula almona mine irisin, umeis kam hube irisin, miyavon lo kain godu, dosi esi v'dochi loi sas adamonim, Vakule pirkin esse de yibum, v'loi sase de iseru, de rome yadodi, v'loi os esse de yibum, v'dochi lelav de iser, kegain mamzeres li Yisrael, oi mamzer li Yisraelis. Let's see that case, that she's a mamzeres li Yisrael, or Yisraelis l'mamza. V'chein chalola l'koyin. U'may time. And why take it, don't you say, esa doicha lo yisase? Donavkulam b'perik beiz, mevo also yivimtoi hashor. Now, this is a shvera Rashi. Rashi says the reason you're not miyab machai v'lavin. So Rashi brings a posik v'olso yivim teyashar. Now, Bemison, this is a havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara falls off from this. And the Gemara lemaise says the reason one is not miyabim chay v'lavim, gzeire b'yirishoyin na'ota b'yushniyim. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rashi asks on Rashi, why did Rashi bring up Sahava, mean of the Gemara? Why didn't Rashi bring the Maskonis HaGemara? The Teretz from the Keraneire, but that we'll have to see as the Gemara progresses. So the Gemara says, Mishim de kaboy la misni seifa. He said, really, he could have said kiddush in the reisha, but the seifa that says kohen gadol shenoso salmone, and there it says asurais lebalayim, asurais liyibmeim. That's also to both. that the Kohen Gadol married an Ammonit, and she became a Halola, so she's also a full of a Kohen Hedyit, is Davke Nosa, the Shavye Halola. So there, the Halacha that she's also to the Kohen Hedyit is only if the Kohen Gadol was boiled Ammonit. Avokidish Shoyelai. So since the Sefer, the last Bov in the Mishnah, by Suras Lozeh has to be speaking about Noso, is Toninami Reisha Noso. So the Gemara says that's not such a posha to teretz. But the Toni Mishum Sefer, it's Modna Maise. Why did he say Noso because of the Sefer? Listening Mishum Etziyoso. Kain Godu Shekidish Eso Amone, Bieshle Ach Kain Hedyet. Now, the Metziyoso is speaking about Asuris Labalayim, Umetoris Liyemayim. So the Metziyoso is speaking about Kain Godu Shekidish Eso Amone, only Kidish, because it would be Nasa Samon, it would be also Liyemayim also. So the Metziyoso is saying, Mutaris Asur Labalayim, Umetoris Liyemayim, so it says Kidish. So it's very modern. That means the Reisha theoretically could be speaking about Kiddush. So he said, why did he say Nosa? Because the Sefer is speaking about Nosa. So he said the Nosa and the Reisha also. So the Gemara says if he's just saying it als Teritas Aloshan of the Mishnah, would be more appropriate to say Kiddush because the Mitzvah is speaking about Kiddush. That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answers, Ela Mishum Bas Bukso, because of the case that's next to it, in the Reisha, which you need Noso, the Kaboy Lemisne Cholo She Noso Ksheira. Because he wants to say, in the Reisha, another case of Mutaris Labalayim Basuris Liyibmeyim, Cholo shenoso ksheira, taime de noso. So memele, she's also liyemem, that the yavam was a koyin kosher. It's taime de noso, the shav yechalola. Avokide shoyolai, mishimachitone noso. So the reason it said noso, because the reisha gufe, in some of the cases, has to be speaking about Nosa, then it'll be also Yemeim. So that's why the Mishnah started off with Nosa. Avo Kiddush, Orel, Yovim, Hedyet, Akain Hedyet. Bada Toni Nosa, Mishim Seif, Vidimas Nisan, Nisan Kiddush, Mishim Tsiyosa. Diktoni Kain Godo, Shakiddush, Lemotzi, Lemisni Nosa. Hori Garsinen, Elo Mishum Bas Bukse. Oh, the Tony Nosa Bereisha, the Pilken Mishum Bas Buksa, claim Ashniya Betzida, the case that's next to it. Cholo Shanosa Ksheira. Fine. So that's why the Mishnah started with, a Kain Hedyet Shanosa, because there has to be also Cholo Shanosa. Zukta Gemara Weiter. Umay Irya Diktoni Almona Lisni Psula. It's not the Gemara's second thing. Why did the Mishnah say Koyin Hedyet Shenosas Almona? The reason it's also the Yibmeim, it's also to the Yavmuza Koyin Godel, is because she's an Almona. So she doesn't have to be an almone from a previous marriage. She could be an almone from the Kain Hedyet alone. Why does she have to be a double almone? My yiyi diktoni almone, listeni psula. Let's say Kain Hedyet married a psula and she became an almone from him. V'chitayim ha-kosova haitane nisuyim ha-rishayim ha-pilim. Alei cholo shenosa ksheirev lemrini nisuim rishayinim apilim. Ovad samamela, so that can't be the reason. We'll see exactly what this means soon. Ovadi mishum seife, mishum tegaboy lemisne seife, koyin godol shenosa salmone. Viyesh loy ach Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedyot. Here we want to speak about a Kohen Gadol married an Almona, so she had to be an Almona already. Davke Almona. The Mishnah wants to say Asuras Labalayim Uliyiv Mayim. So that's Kohen Gadol Shenosa Almone, a previous Almone. Almone. So the reason it's said Almone Taka is because of the Sefer. Listen, Ipsule, Zutrashi Urshemeis Nasis Almone. Nisuim Arishainim, so I will say that if he did not marry an Amoni, you say Nisuim Arishainim Apilim Shonosa Och Shemeis, that the Nefila starts as soon as he married her. Mapilim Noisa Leibum. So that means if a Koyin had yet married a Psula, so if the Nefila is Bishas Misosai, so then an Amon is falling to the Leibim, an Amon is falling to the Kohen Gadol. So Memeila, we hear about Rosh Ba'osu Yevim Te'ashara, that Achai Be'Lavin is not Eilu Leib. But if the Nefila is Bishas Nisuin, so Memeila, so the Nefila is not, so not an Amon is falling Leibim. Absula is falling leim. She didn't become an amona yet. Nisuim arishonim shenosa ach shemeis. The nisuim that the ach, though the kain hedyot married her, mapilin oisa liyibum ubasa hishaitos lini. So you look what she is b'shas nefila, and b'shas nefila she's not an amona. V'ilav almona miyache, if she would not be an almona miyache, havisharina lo l'kein gobel yivama. So she, if she wouldn't be an almona, so then she'd be muta to a kein gobel who's the yavam. So the Keren Eire says, that is why Rashi said, our Gemara is going according to the reason that a chayv elavin can't be miyam, so Rashi brings a posuk v'osa yivim te'ashayra. So memeil osa yivim te'ashayra is a gzeiros hakosuk. Yesh lecha yevame. That's only oil lechlitz and not oil leibum. The Gemara want to say this is speaking about chayv elavin. That's a labas lekachas. So then, if we're going with psukim, so then we can understand very well a kaponim v'havamin of the Gemara nesum rishayim apilim. That means the pasuk tells us that there's no nefila liyibum from to a chay velam v'osa yivim teyashar. So that's if you hold misam apilas. So b'meila here there won't be a nefila. But if you hold rishayim apilim. So, b'shas the nefila, she's not a chay v'lavin, she's not an amone. So, Mamela, that would be, that's why the Tana said amone. So, the Gemara is very good. But if you'll say, the way the Rashba said, according to the Maskonis HaGemara, that the reason that you can't be miyama chay v'lavin is gzeya biri shayna to be a shniya. So he says, lamda sahin, lamda sahel, the nefila is bishas, the nesuin, so there's a nefila, very good. Abba lamaisa, after he dies, she becomes an almona. And the only way you could be mater an almona is esa doicha loisase. And we invite our gzeya biri shayna to be a shniya. So the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. That means that what the Gemara wanted to be mitzadid, that the reason the Tana said that Kain Hedyot Shanos Almona, because if it wouldn't be an Almona, the halacha would be she'd be muta to the Yavam. According to the Maskana Gemara, it doesn't make sense. How could she be muta to the Yavam? And Emerson will see Taishas Muchas Sechzeh Shtak after the Gemara. So the Keren Eire, that's why Rashi wanted to say, our Gemara is going to the Havamina on the Avchav. So Mamela and the Havamina, so our Gemara is a Shtikol Mahalach. So the Gemara says, but it's not true. But Tane Cholo Shenosa Ksheira. So is it also because she became a halola? She became a halola after the nisuin. Afal pikein. It's also to the yavam. So you see, there's no such lumdis of nisuin rishayin and mapilim to be matar achay ve'lavin to a yavam. So the Gemara says, Yenechanami. So that's what it said, Almona is because of the Sefer. Dafka Almona, that the Sefer, it says, Asureis, the Baleim, Ul Yemeim. Dafka Almona, Shinis, Chalolo, Bibiyosoi, Vinesro, Laochi, Vahedyit. Avo Besula, Chosi, Lola, His Yabim. So Mamela, so that's why Nasusal Zalaza, he has to be Almone. So Mamela, that is why we started off with an Almone also. Let us see places. My Irye de Tone Noso, Bisham Mekoimes and Dorach Hashash Ludagdik Bazet, why it says Dafke Noso, the Peg Baldachim, Shane Bekama Mekoimes Nisuin, Steyachis, here we see the town that was Epis Bedayik, and the Mitziyosa, he said Kiddush. So why in the Reisha does he say Nosa? But Kulei Pirkin Loisasu. So Rashi said, where do we see Kulob? And for that's vegan, and the whole Perik, that means it's also only a Loisas, and there's still no Dinyibam. Perish Bekontris, Kegay Mamzeres Li Yisroel, that there's a Loisas, Bechalola Lekoy, Beinire, the Bechalola, Nami Ike Esse, the Gdoishim Yiyu, Gdoishim Yiyu Lekayim, is an Esse, and the Koyin Head Yitalk upon him. So you can't bring a raya from Chalola Lekoyin Hedyit that if by a loisas a greater, there's no bits of Yibum. It's also Lisham. At least in Mamzeres Koish Niska Bekam Abovis, by Mamzeres we have, there's a lot of cases of Mamzeres, Mamzeres Yisrael, Yisrael is Lamamza. So there, it's only a chai velab. Bleyosi Ese Vedochi Loisas. So we see that the Nes is not the Chaloisas. Afal Gav, the Lav Dalmone, Eine Shova Bakel. Fakhtach Taisvis, I mean, you're bringing a Raya from Taisvis Shitosa. You're bringing a Raya from Mamzeres Li Yisrael, Yisraelis Le Mamza. You're bringing a Raya that it's Asura Li Yibmeim in such a case. It's also to the Yavo. And even though it's a Loisas, so you see that for whatever it is, you don't say, there's no din Yibum. Even though it's an S of Yibum, a Loisas. So Mamela said, the Gemara is asking, so why here, by Almona Lekoyin Godu, you need a Loisas of S. That was the Gemara's kash. So factoisus afal gav the lav da mona ene shova baku begora tve. So what's your kasha? There it says that even though there's a mitzvah says of yibum, and that's vegan, there's no yibum, that's by aloisasa shova baku. How do you know aloisasa she ene shova baku? That also there's no mitzvah of yibum, this is kill. Mikol moke mai sirai, kiven de gazrinen bier rishoyne oto bier shniye, belava shava bakel, or den gazrinen afilo shayne shava bakel. That means Tosis is going like the Rajbe, that what the reason there's no din yibum is, because gzeire bier rishoyne oto bier shniye, that means als tchiye nesed deich aleisasa shava bakel also. So we're not speaking about the bier rishoyne. So the whole reason there's no din yibum as gzeirem ishum biyishniyah. So mel vi geyser as biyishniyah, then there's no svore to be mechalek
Bein alav ha-shove b'kol alav she'ein ha-shove b'kol. V'chitayim ha-kosov ha-haytan d'nissim ha-rishoinim ha-pilem. Sotayimim. So Taisi has to tell, because I gave them reading b'shum dufta nesuim ma'pile. We never find such a thing that nesuim ma'pile should be a matir. So lahach mehu da'om ma'hochi. Lesser konus v'acha kach girish. We heard before that let's say if a person, if an isha became a tzoras erve, konas v'acha kach girish, even though before the, his misa he gave the erva get, but since Bishas Nisun Yoshenim, she was a Tzora Selva, she remains a Tzora Selva. We never find a Nisuyim Rishonim that if Bishas Nisuyim, there was no love, so the Melis didn't feel it, even though later Bishas Misa, there's a love. The Gemara says later, afilu after a nefila of Misa, there was a nefila. And later, the Yom became a Patsua Dake. So, then we, according to Rabbi Kiva, that also Chayve Lavin ke Chayve Krisis. So the din is, even though Bishas Nefila, there was a Nefila, but if later something arises that should stir the Nefila, so it stirs the Nefila. I Bishas Nefila, she was Mutim, but now she became an Erva. So Memela, so Afila, you'll say that there was a Nefila Bishas Nisuin. But now after the Nefila, she became also. So Behecha Taisi, it should be Muta. So Taisi says, V'yashlam da b'lav ochi poch lo miguf, einachanami. This is Lomdis. He wants to tell us that it's Nitois gehalten, the whole thing is false. With Lomdis, kenzach dingen, with Lomdis, mit Reis, he wants to say from the Mishnah alone, you can see that there is no such Yisod. Maskif lo Rav Pope. Now this is a new inyan. Im ise lohodchi also Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yochanan Mitzri Sheini Shanoso Mitzris Rishaino Bno Sheini Habe. We had before on Bafayin Ches Naol Mitzri Sheini Shenoso Mitzris Rishoine Bino Sheini Hab. So the child is a Sheini. We've heard in Taisvis Yeshonim that Bemison, this does not fall into the category of Aloich Achapsuloi. Aloich Achapsuloi is Davke if you have a kosher, an apostle. So then there's a din of Aloich Achapsuloi. But here you have both of them are Mitzrim. So how to be minded the Deiris, that this is a different shaila. Asher Yevodu, you look at the lady. Al Kaponim, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yechanan etzet, Mitzri Sheini, Shenoso, Mitzris Rishoino, Beno Sheini Havet. So the child is a shiny. Is Lisni Nami, so now I have another case in the Mishnah, which we could add on to Mutoris Labalayim, Basos Liyibmeim, all the bovis we can make by Mitzri also. Listening nami Mitzri Sheini Shenoso Shtei Mitzriyos. A Mitzri Sheini married two Mitzriyos. Achas Rishoina v'achas Shniyem. V'hoyu loy bonim mirishoina u'shniyem. So now he has two sons from two wives. So the son from the Rishoina is a Sheini. The son from the Shniye is a Shlishi. Inosiv ki urchayu, Now, the shlishi is mutalovi bekal Hashem. The sheni is also lovi bekal Hashem. Inosiv ki ulchayu. Now, if these two sons married normally, for example, the shlishi is mutalovi bekal Hashem. He married a bas Yisrael. The sheni married a shniya. Is mutoris labalayim, so mutoris labalayim, vasura is liyim mayim. That means, if the shlishi will die, so his wife, Abbas Yisrael, is also to his brother, who's a mitzri sheini. A mitzri sheini is also lovi b'kal Hashem. If the sheini will die, so his wife, the shniya, is also to the Mitzri Shlishi. Okay, he's already, he has a din of a Yisrael. So, that's if they married normally. Nosiv kirchay, mutoris labaleim, basuris liyib meyim. The epoch v'nosuv, and if they married fakert, what they should have done, is the sheni married who the shlishi should have married, and the shlishi married who the sheni should have married. That means that the sheni married a bas Yisrael, and the shlishi married a mitzris sheni. So now, is mutoris liyibmeyim basuris labalayim. So then the sheni married a bas Yisrael, tasur labalayim. He wasn't allowed to do that, but she's muta to the shlishi. The shlishi married a mitzri sheni. He wasn't allowed to do that, but if he dies, she's muta to the sheni. Mutoris, yeah. Mutoris leilu leilu. In the case of mutoris leilu leilu, kiyairis. That both of them married a geiris, and kahal geirim leikriko. So memele, so it's mutos lebaleim. The geiris is muta to the sheni, and if the shlishi's wife, the shlishi died, so the geiris will fall even to the sheni. Asurais laelu ulaelu, islandness. That means, we'll say that each one married an also one for themselves. For example, let's say the Sheni married a Yisraelis, that's a Surah's life. But normally, if he died, she'd be muta to the Shlishi. But she was an islandess. So it's a Surah's labaleim, but Surah's liyibmeyim. And the same thing, the shlishi married a mitzri shniya, it's a suris labalayim, but if things would have been normal, if he died, she'd be muta to the yavam. But this mitzri shniya was an islandess. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why didn't the Mishnah speak out this case? So before we see the teretz of the Gemara, let us see Rashi. Imisa lohoda ravdimi imaloche kemoisa. Birishoina mishniye. And then he had children from the Rishoina and the Shniye, the Abulu der Shlishi with the Rishoini. So the two sons, one is a Shaini, one is a Shlishi. Nosef ki ulchayu Shlishi nosi Yisraelis. The sheni mitzri shniya is asures liyibmeyim. The shlishi Yisrael who, the also bishniya, is a Yisrael, and is also bishniya. The mitzri vadoimi echad schorim, bechad nekeibas asurim ador shlishi. So, he's also to marry the shniya. Ushaini also be Israelis. I offer the Nasa, Vishanasa Shlishi Shniyem. Vishaini Nasa Israelis. What's the case? Mutos Leilu Leilu Giyaris. Mutaris Lishlishi, the Israelu. Uleshaini, the Kalgerim lo yikri kal. Lo yikirine in shlishi yovi bekar boloshaini, duzulav kol avoy. Bim noso ha'acha giyoyres, umeis, materes li yivoma, kilabailo. So it's muta. Asuras leilo vaeilo, islandes, Yisraelis, im Shaini Nosa Yisraelis. If the, let's say, the Shaini Nosa Yisraelis, the islandes, Asuraloi, Mishim Yisraelisi. Shemais Asura Yaboma, Mishim Ashatera Patla Islandes, Shaini Yelodes. So Mamela, so the Gemara asked Akasha, so why didn't the Mishnah speak about this case of Asurais, Liyabmeim, Otos Liyabmeim? So the Gemara answers Tana Vishaya. It doesn't speak all cases. In fact, the Gemara, my Shaya, the high Shaya. But what else did he leave over? Pitzua Dake. He left over Pitzua Dake. So let us see Rashi. Shaya Pitzua Dake. Davamotzi Lemisne Bay Kulu Kamaikain. You could also say all of these cases. Ptsua dakish and also Yisraelis, Asula Baila. Umateres liyavoma kosher. The yavam is kosher, so she's muta. Bakosher shenosa ksheiro, viyesh layach ptsua dake, Asula liyavoma, umateres labaila. Ptsua dakish and also Yisraelis, viyesh layach ptsua dake, Asula labaila, uliyav. So you have all these cases by Ptsua Dake, and he doesn't say it, so it's Tana Vishaya. So the Gemara says, Imishum Ptsua Dake lav shiure. Ptsua Dake is not a shiur. The Tana lei chai vilavin. It says already chai vilavin in the Mishnah. So in another case of Chayvel, we said the whole case by Chayvel Lavin. So Mamela Ptsudak is just in the Gechazet. This is Mitzri, is a Chayvel Yase, but Ptsudak is a Chayvel Lavin, and says really Chayvel Lavin. So the Gemara says, Oto Chayvel Lavin, Milek Toni, Vahodotoni, what are you telling me? He said really Chayvel Lavin. Let's look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a few kinds of chai v'lavin. So memela, so what's your teretz? The Mishnah is repeating different types of chai v'lavin. So why didn't say pitzua dake? Vaktani kain hedyet shenosa almone, v'cholo shenosa ksheiro. You ready to chai v'lavin? So that's a chai v'lavin to the yavo. B'chol shenosak sheiros, also a chai v'lavin to the yavo. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ahu itzach le'la shminin kid Rab Yehuda marav. Da'om Rab Yehuda marav lo'y huzaru ksheiros li'nose lepsulam. Rab Yehuda marav said that a bas koyin is permitted to marry a cholo. And even though a koyin is not permitted to marry a chalolo, but a bas koyin is permitted to marry a cholo. So therefore, so the Mishnah wants to tell you that a cholo shenoso ksheira is muteres labalayim. So he wants to tell us this chiddush. So memela, so it says the whole set. But the Iker reason this was written in was to tell us the Chiddush that Lehuzuk Sheiris Linosa Lepsulim. Fine. In fact, the Gemara, but let's go further. Voktoni Cholo Shenosa Ksheiro, V'Yisroel Shenosa Bas Yisroel, V'Yeshloi Ach Mamze. Oh, now here you have two cases of Chai V'Lam. It said chai v'lavin. So the Gemara says, Hanami loy meheder misni. That's also not called ibege chazet. Vashmini lav she'ein shove bakel. Kamashmala lav ha'shove bakel.
it's only a salava shava bakil. I says, so Yisrael, shenoso, ksheiro, Yisrael, shenoso, bas Yisrael, yeshleach mamzel, says, tongos, by a lava shava bakil. A lava shava bakil, that was, yeah, a lava shava bakil. Frech de Gemore, Hoktoni, now the Rishash makes a girse, what says Arum Geringot, he says that's the right girse. Hoktoni mamzer shenoso mamzeres, v'yeshle ach Yisrael. So why did you say that? Mamzer shenoso mamzeres v'yeshle ach Yisrael. He says the first case was a Yisraelis to a mamzer. The second case is a mamzeris to a Yisrael. Same thing, it's materis lo labalayim, asus li yibmeyim. So that's both of them are the same. El alav shmamino, tonne vishay shmamino. So you see the Tane, spoke about cases which are already are poshut. Doesn't only say mechudish dike cases. A melas na petzuadake is tana v'shaya. Let us see Rashi. Ahu d'cholo shenosa k'sheira itzachlei. U'bekehenes askina. K'sheira means that a cholo married a kehenes. The love mishum asuri liyavom. The taki, you don't need to tell me that it's also to the yavom, because that I can learn now from the reisha that Amon is also to Kohen Gadol. Ela mishum eteres labaylo. Ukamash mandle huzuru ksheirais vekahenais mlinoso lepsulim. What psulim? Lachalolim shemetorim biYisrael. A chol that's muta li Yisrael, so Rabaskin is also muta in a chol. Va'af arpi shehakoyin huzar b'chalole. A koyin is not permitted to marry a chalole. Koyhena is li huzaru b'chalole. Yeah. Zok toisvis. Inosiv ki yurchayu. Mutareis lebalayim ba'asureis liyimayim. Zuktaisves, so what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that we have here a Mitzri Shlishi and a Mitzri Shaini, and the Nosiv ki ulchayu. So the Shaini married a Shniya, and the Shlishi married a Yisraelis, Rashi said, and it's mutaris lebalayim basureis liyibmeyim. That means that if the Sheni died, so the Shni is also to the Shlishi, and if the Shlishi died, so the Yisraelis is also to the Sheni. So Taisva says, Loi shenoso sheni shniye ushlishi shlishis. That's not speaking about nosav kilchayu, that the shlishi married a shlishis, dimkein, shteyem butoris lebalayim, uli yibmei doksova de kalgerim leikri kol. The comma mutoris la'elu giyeris. So Taisva says, so in such a case, that a shlishi married a shlishis, and a sheni married a shniya, so it'll be mutoris liyivmeyim also. So that's what is Taisva saying. So Taisva is saying that if the Shlishi died, so the Sheni will be Mutter and the Shlishis, because Kal Gerim Leikrikol, and if the Sheni died, the shniya will be muta in the shlishi, because also kal geirim ik lo ikru kol. Now we just have to hold cheshbin that Rashi said klo nitazoi. But we'll first have to learn Taisus. But Rashi said klo. Rashi says, Nosav ki yochayu, shlishi noso Yisraelis, isheini mitzri shniye, asures liyibmeyim, so Rashi says, the shlishi Yisraelhu va'osa bishniye. So we have here a yisoidistike machloikis, if the shlishi is mutar and ashniye, Rashi said the shlishi is a Yisrael. He's a Yisrael, he's Mutal over, he's a Yisrael. And Taisva says, the Shlishi is a Ger. He's a Mitzri Shlishi. So he's Mutal over, but he's a Ger. Kal Gerim lo ikri kol. So, let us first learn Taisva, then we'll try to go back to Rashi. About Kaponim Taisu says, Ashlishi is a ger. And Ashlishi says, a ger, so my mail will be motorously of me. Elo. That what the Gemara said. That it's shayach, that it will be asurously of meim. Elo. Ben Ashniye Shuhu Shlishi Nosa Yisraelis. The Shlishi Mari Yisraelis, that Rashi also said, Vahainu ki urchayu shuhu mutabo. So, that's the case. So when the Shlishi will die, she's also to the Sheini. That's good. Va'oi Mari, da'asuris liyibmeyim loikoya tavayu. It's only in one case, it's asuris liyibmeyim. If the shlishi will die and he marry Yisraelis, so his wife is also to his brother who is a sheni. But the eisha sheni shehi shniya, but the eisha sheni shehi shniya muteris liyivoma, she's muter to the shlishi, the kal geirim leikru kol. Because Kalgem Likruko. So Aydi Gemara says, Ki Nosev Ki Olchayu, so it's Shayach Asus Liyemeim. Imishum Eishe Shlishi, She Yisrael is Noket Asus Liyemeim. One case. In this case, it'll be Asus Liyemeim. Bechaim. That the Yisraelis is also to the Sheni. V'chein hod de kama, v'chein hod de koma, I apuch, mutoris li yivmeyem, ba'asuris la ba'alayim. Nami loikoi, ela only also in one case, ala eishis mitzri Sheni, ala eishis mitzri Sheni. Shenoso Yisraelis. If the mitzri Sheni would marry, a shlishis, it's no problem. Kalgerim leikriko. So, nosa va'apach means, that means the first case was that a shlishi married Yisraelis. That was mutos lebaleim. The second case is that the sheni married a Yisraelis. So that's also lebaleim. Mishem ochi, and what happened? So that's also lebaleim, and if the sheni dies, it's mutali yimeim because the brother is a shlishi. Umishem hochi nokat ki aygavne inosav ki echayu I apoch benosav. That's why the Gemara That is why the Gemara said, two cases. Because we only have, in these two cases, we only have one case that it is also to the Yavam, or also to the Baal. Pchino de komi afoch mutoris li yibmeyim vasus lo baleim, nami leikoi al eishis mitzri sheini, shenoso yisraelis. That he married Yisraelis, mishamachi noket ki agavne, inosu ki ochayu, ay afoch venosu. Bloi motzi leminket kula milse bechad gavre, because Bechad Gavra will never work out. V'koi mikore a'eshes shlishi. A'eshes shlishi, that is the case. She's a Yisraeli, so it's mutter lebaleim v'osli yibmeim. V'osach ocha koi a'eshes sheni, who is also lebaleim a mutter liyibmeim. That is Pshat in the Gemara. V'im taima, so Tosfos asks, v'amai loy noka to lehevi koyat havayu. Tosfos says, let's make a case that in both cases it's mutar liyivmeim or also liyivmeim. V'amai loy noka to lehevi koyat havayu. Kigoy, mitzri sheini shenoso yisraelis. Now we're going to start off that the father, we're going to get the two brothers from, not from, he married a Mitzris Rishoyne and a Mitzris Shnia. No, a Mitzri Sheini Shenosa Yisraelis or Mitzris Rishoyne. The two brothers are from two mothers. One was a Mitzris Rishoyne, so that brother is a Mitzri Sheini. The other brother comes from a Yisraelis. So a Mitzri Sheini married a Yisraelis. The Hashta Echad Mehem Yisrael Gomor. Now, so the Mitzri Sheini who married a Yisraelis, so Tosfos assumed that he's not a ger. He's not a ger. He's the mother's a Yisraelis and the father's mutter to marry. So that's already a true Yisrael. The second brother is a Mitzri Sheini. The Hashta Echad Mehem Yisrael Gomu, the Echad Mitzri Sheini. And now we'll have the whole, now we'll have a beautiful cheshbon. Tosfos only just said that a Mitzri Shlishi is permitted to marry a Mitzri Shdiya. That's why Tosfos had problems. So Tosfos says, no, one brother is not a Mitzri Shlishi. One brother is a Yisrael Gomor. Now, Nosef Ki Yochayu. Now, if both of them married Ki Yochayu, Shteyim Asureis, the Yibmeyim. They married Kelchayu. That means the Yisrael married the Yisraelis. So the Yisrael died, so she's also to the Mitzri Sheini. The Sheini married a Shnia. She died, so she's also to the brother who's a Yisrael. Apach v'nosich v'asurus abalayim. V'yesh loyma, now Tosfos says, big Torah, the ben ha-Yisraelis mi Mitzri Sheini ein choshev Yisrael le'inyin kol. He has a father, a ger, a mother, a Yisraelis, ein choshev Yisrael le'inyin kol, el choshev kahal gerim. He's also called kahal gerim. The Chazanish says in Tosfos, is saying a Merdekish Tekteir over here, that he doesn't get Kedusha's call from the mother, because the father was a ger. So Chazanish says, Dafke, because here the father was also the ger, not Samazay a ger, who is a ger that's also Lovi Bekal Hashem. So Memele, so even though the child is Zicha Mutter, because the child is a Mitzri Shlishi, I mean, Mitzad the all will be a Mitzri Shlishi, Mitzad the Yisrael, Al Koponim, there's still a remnant of Geiris, since the father had on himself a Geiris that's also lovey Bekol, so that Geiris remains on the son, and the son is also a Geir, and therefore he's not called Kal Hashem. Yeshloimer, the ben Yisraelis mi Mitzri Sheini, ein choshev Yisrael in Yinko, ala choshev Kal Geir. Vim Taima, now Taisvis asks another kash. He says, this whole problem of, this whole problem that we have another case started off with Rav Dimi. Because Rav Dimi said that if the father's a Mitzri Sheini, the mother's a Mitzri Rishain, so the child is a Mitzri Sheini. So then we had a problem. So Taisus asked, in terms of a lesser of Rav Dimi, listen, Yisrael shenoso shtei noshim, and Yisrael married shtei noshim Mitzris Rishaina v'Yisraelis. A Yisrael had married two wives. And one was a Mitzris Rishain, and one was a Yisraelis. Now, v'hoyu loy bonim mishteim. The ben Mitzris, Mitzrisheini, but this doesn't have to Rav Dimi. We mentioned before, Rav Dimi is a Chiddush, als both of them are Mitzrim, so the Cheshbon the Doiris with the Ein. But over here, if a Yisrael married a Mitzris Rishaini, then it's in Halecha Chapsulam. So that's poshit, that according to everyone, the child will be a Mitzrisheini. So now, so a Yisrael married a Mitzris Sheini, a Mitzris Rishaina, and a Yisraelis. So Memele, so the child from the Mitzris Rishaina, according to everyone, is a Mitzris Sheini. He's a Mitzris Sheini because Olech Achapsulo. The child from the Yisraelis is a Yisrael Gomel, Bein Minov, Bein Minei. So now Taisus asks, the lesser of Rav Dimi, listen, Yisrael shenoso shtei noshim, Mitzris Rishoini v'Yisraelis, v'yu loy bonim mishteim, the ben Mitzris, Mitzri Sheini, ben Yisraelis, Yisrael. Now, so you have here two brothers, one is a Yisrael Gomel, no Geiris whatsoever, one is a Mitzri Sheini. Nosav ki yochayu, asuris li yimeyem, Yisrael my Yisraelis, so the wife is also to the Mitzri Sheini. And the Mitzri Sheini married a Shniya, so she's also to the Yisrael. Opoch v'nosu v'asurus l'balay. So Mayla have a beautiful tzir. V'chi taimem. V'leitoni hochi l'fisha nisue Mitzris ave be'isa. He doesn't want to talk about such a case. This whole case is speaking about that a Yisrael married a Mitzris Rishoina, Chas Rishalom. Who wants to talk about such cases? That's why he doesn't mention such a case. So Taisa says, please, Vaktoni Mamzer V'cholo, how did a Mamzer come about? Also because there was a Bias Chayvi Krisis. How did a Cholo come about? Because there was a Bias of Chayvi Lam and the Kohune. The Mishnah said it. So Mamelis, I have here a beautiful case. The Gemara asked he should tell us a chiddush. He left over a chiddush. That was the kasha. What's the chiddush? The misel Rav Dimi, how you look at Mishnah Seinu? Because Rav Dimi is a chiddush. Because Rav Dimi said that a Mitzri Sheini married a Mitzris Rishaina, the child is a Sheini. So that's a chiddush already. So that's another case. It's telling us a chiddush that the child is a Sheini. It's telling us Rav Dimi is chiddush. Masha Einkein, if in your case, there's no chiddush. So why should it say? Lahochi ki mishani shia petzua dake, porich, That's what he answered him. He said, Tzudak is not a chiddush. Tzudak is not a shir. It says chayv elavim already. But this you should say, this is a chiddush. Ulebesayif masik demikol mokim shiyurahu. That's also called a shir. It's also called a shir, even though it's not a chiddush. Yeah. Behold, the leikoma shaya grusha zayne nesine. I says, look, we have a whole bunch of chayvei laven. Bishim lechoshim loshiyu that pchalzn called ashir. The kim the tana chalole who had in grusha bezayne on nesine bchala mamzeres that kolin yenach. This is psalikol. This is psalikune. So memela that's tamzayn achidish. Vim taima o mai makshel ravdimi leime de leitoni hochi mishum de beplukte leika mairi. Maybe the Tana is telling us halachas according to everyone. Beplukte leika mairi. And here the whole, if we want to make all cases by a mitzvah, we have to say according to the Tana that holds kal geirim leikri ko. That's a machlekes tanoi. Dikel man de omakal geire mikriko. Vooi de Rab Shimon mater an de keve is miyat. Rab Shimon holds in de keve samuta. Je schloime da dieve mishani. Says a better terrors. That Stake could have said in the Mishnah, but Tone Vishai. Vooi de mas nisen airi beplukte. They don't tell me that the Mishnah isn't speaking about a plukte. The Kosova Kedushin Toivsin Bechai Velam. Because our Mishnah holds Kedushin is Toivs Bechai Velam, the Tony Bechai Velam, Asuris Labalayim, Umotoris Liyemeyim. Mashm the Shayach Behu Yibum. Al Metovsibu Kedushin. So Memele, so you see clearly that the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Beplukta Kamayri. So the Gemara said, Shaya Petzua Dake, Afilu Nivtze La'acher Shenoso, Le'mitzri Bohoche Le'yovom, She'em Petzua Dake, that even if he became a Petzua Dake later, so he's not also to the Yovom, she's not also to the Yovim Shaim Psuadake. Lemrin and Bamutalo Nasra Baosa Loloi Kolshke. Lai Shaykh Elok Shinasa Beisha Shumaisa the Nasra Bekachla Balka Gain Saita Marza Grushosoi the Perikam. Ace is the Kalvachim and Bamutalo Nasra Baosa Loloi Kolshke. If she became Osa Bamutalo Nasra, it means Psuadaki became a Psuadaka later, so it's Bemutalo Nesro. It's only if the Isha became Neso. It was a Psul and the Ishus. So Mamela, so since the Yovom is taking over the Ishus of the Mace, so Mamela, if the Ishus of the Mace became Neso, about the Gibis, she should remain also to the Yovom. Masha'en came, that what he became a Petzua Dake, so that does not in any way affect the Yovel. Kamash Mlon Lava Shova Bekel. So he's coming to tell us Lava Shova Bekel. So the Gemara is the Kash, it says already Chai Vilam. So the Gemara said, no, it said Chai Vilam by Chai V'Lavin de Kuna. Now wants to come and tell us Chai V'Lavin Lava Shava Bekel. V'shem V'Tarish Yireyu Ishich HaShbeinam B'Lava Shava Bekel. He wants to tell us Achidish that even though she was also to the husband a Lava Shava Bekel Afa Pikins V'Tarish Yireyu. The first case, that means to tell us, first he tells that a lav sheni shava bakel is also to the yavam, then he says, you know, even a lav shava bakel is also to the yavam, and that's a kosh game. That's going on the second case. that even though it's also lebaleim alava shavu bakil afal pikein, it's muta leiv meim. As we had Tosfot said on Amud Aleph, that the chiddush is even though she's also to the baal, in afal pikein, there's a mitzvah of yibum. We've mentioned according to the Ritva, even though to be swore to say it's not oimid lakom Hashem, it's an issue that's oimid lakom Hashem. Alav shema mino tona vishay. Tona vishay. Vim toima v'eiluk toni. How can you say tona vishay? It says, eilu, suus l'baleim, matosu yumeim. Lochi papa kama de gdushin, gabeil sham nikim lem. Gabeilu dvom shen lem shir b'shili pilke. By Marie, the Hochelay Nokat, Eilu, El Leflushi, Hodik Tony, in Yonim Habi Bereshe, Eshmetorish, Eshesures. He had to say Eilu, he had to explain, he said a whole bunch of cases, Eshmetorish, Labalayim, Eshesures, Labalayim. So now he says, Eilu, Sazay, Eilu, Sazay. So the Eilu had to be said, not to tell us only these, now Eilu be said to explain that this is the first case, this is the second case. לשלח לשח למפרח פרידה בכל מוקים ששיין שני עניונים אלו if he says two עניון אלו ונאלו this is אלו אסורס אלו מטורס or ואלו שיש or ואלו שאין then is משאיה אף אגב דתוני אלו כי היא דאלו נערה שיש להם כנס דשאי מצרי ודוי מייבסו כהונה Bizbech Mekadish Tisnan Eilu Shepsulim Bakaidish. Eilu Shain, these are Psulim Bakaidish. Leichoshev Nitim Lamala Shinosan Lamata Bachutz Bifnim Bifnim Bachutz Pesach Bachatish Shachm Shalashmon Dechoshev Lubaraisa. So it seems by these three cases where it says Shnein Yonim like our Mishneh, or it says Eilu Sheyesh, Eilu Shain, with their Bachlal, we can't be Medayik. That it says Eilu, there can't be a Shia.